This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Governor Polis issued his first veto of the year today. CPR's Andrew Kenney reports he rejected an opioid addiction bill over concerns about the impact on health insurance costs.
Colorado lawmakers aimed to reduce opioid use by requiring insurance companies to cover various types of therapy visits as an alternative to drug prescriptions. The bill passed with strong support from Democrats and a Republican co-sponsor. But Polis said the bill needed a better way to track costs and benefits, and earlier this year he had said he would not sign any more insurance mandates for now. The sponsor said they will try again with a revised bill during next year's session. I'm Andrew Kenney, CPR News.
The governor also issued an executive order today creating an advisory board that would review and recommend name changes. There are currently four petitions filed with the U.S. Board of Geographic Names to rename Mount Evans, Redskin Mountain, and Squaw Mountain. Each petition needs to be approved by the state board before a national review takes place. The Montrose County School District is the latest to sue the vaping giant Juul. CPR's John Daly reports.
The Grand Junction Daily Sentinel reports the district is joining more than 100 entities from around the United States in the lawsuit. Colorado has one of the highest rates of teen vape use, according to the most recent national survey. Denver, as well as Boulder, Eagle, and Pitkin counties have also sued Juul. Schools want the company to pay money for anti-vaping campaigns nationwide. Montrose schools are being represented by a California-based firm working with dozens of other districts. The litigation alleges Juul Labs aggressively marketed directly to kids. Juul has said it's taking steps to combat underage use, and it does not intend to attract underage users. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Coming up on the program, the killing of a popular singer and activist has unleashed violent protests in Ethiopia and also brought a simmering political crisis to a boil. That story in 5 minutes on All Things Considered. And you can stream CPR News whenever you want, just using your voice. Tell your smart speaker, play CPR News. 93 in Denver, 91 in Colorado Springs, 93 in Grand Junction, 96 degrees for Pueblo.